102.3 Proclaim FM. We're uplifting, we're family friendly, and we've been talking about New Beginnings Mercy House, a crisis pregnancy center in Ida that is presenting Pam Tebow on Saturday, April 27th at 2:30 in the afternoon. However, if you get the VIP tickets, you better get there early, like at 1:30. We've got Pam on the line with us, and when I say we, Stacy Westbrook, one of the board members, a key person on the board, here with me from New Beginnings, and here is Pam Tebow herself. Hi, Pam.
Hello. How are you?
Really good. God bless you, girl.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to talk to both of you.
Yes. It's a little sketchy, but I think that we can hang in there and we can do this. Now, lovely Pam Tebow is the mom of Tim Tebow, and who would ever expect that you would be introduced as, and now, here's the mother of Tim Tebow.
Well, I consider that an honor. I love to be introduced as somebody's mom, including Timmy's.
And who else can call him Timmy other than his mother?
Right. I love that.
All right. So let's talk about what you will talk about at the event on Saturday, April 27th, and that's going to be at Stewart Road Church of God. Go ahead, Pam.
Well, I'd love to share my story because it's what I call a God's one that's impossible apart from the power of God. And Timmy's story really is a God story because when we lived in the Philippines a long time ago, it was a very primitive type island, and we went to the best doctor in the area when I became pregnant, and she advised me to abort because she said she called Timmy a mass of fetal tissue, and that if I did not abort, I would probably die. And so we had to make a big decision at that point in time, and you know the outcome of it because you've probably heard before about our son Timmy, but it's a story that a lot of women have to live out. They have crisis pregnancies and they don't know what to do about their situation, and they don't have anyone to advise them or help them. I had a family around me and a wise husband, but not everybody has that. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I love to come to places like Mercy House and New Beginnings, because they have a heart to love on and care for the women in a crisis pregnancy. And sometimes these women have no place to go, but they desire to meet their needs, to give them information, to help them navigate all the choices that they have to make, to provide things that they would need in their situation, and so much more. And so I consider it a real privilege to speak on their behalf and to speak to the people that come to want to support what they do and believe in what they do. And possibly they don't even know about it, but they will hear more as they come to the tea on that Saturday. So I just encourage people to really make that a priority. It certainly doesn't cost very much to invest in this opportunity to encourage the women in your community.
That's right. General admission tickets are only $35. The doors will open at 1:45. And VIP meet and greet tickets are $55. That's with early entry, and come at 1:30 so that you can not only have a bite to eat. Am I right about that,
yes,
Stacy?
Yes,
right.
Light lunch.
Okay.
Late lunch.
And everyone gets to meet if they are VIP.
Right.
They come with that entry.
Everybody will probably get to meet Pam, but
okay.
The VIP will give you some time for some one-on-one conversation to share your story, to hear a little bit,
right,
maybe a little bit deeper of hers.
Yeah.
And
I love to hear other people's stories, because women have great stories. Some of them are very similar to mine, and others vary, but it's wonderful that we can talk and share our heart. I love that part of it.
I'm sure you do. You're such a lovely woman. Can you give us a little bit of your background, Pam? You have 5 children. You and your husband have been in ministry even through college, it seems to me, right?
Well, my husband started a Christian group on our campus, and that's how I really grew in my faith, and then we got married after college, and he had a lot of, you know, he got degrees and I got a few, and then we were in the ministry. He was a pastor, and we began to have children, and then God called us to the mission field. So it was there in that mission field that I got pregnant with our 5th child, and we went to the best doctor, and I began to tell you that story, and I'll tell you more,
right,
if you come to the event, because I love to share the details of that story, because obviously you know that it's a story that ends well, but there are a lot of women that won't have those stories if we don't support a group like New Beginnings and Mercy House, and so we want them. We right. want them to know what God can do and what how much others care about the position that they're in, and to provide the help that they need. Mm-hmm. So you can be a part of that if you come on that Saturday, and we get to meet you, and you get to develop a heart for what they're doing in your community.
Right. You know, this radio station, we're pro-life, decidedly pro-life, and we love the people of God on both sides of the fence. In other words, we
right.
are
That's
at the
right.
northern part of Ohio, the southern part of Michigan, and I just want to urge those of you who know Bob Shyrock, the pastor of Oak Point Church, he and his wife Shirley actually partnered with and ministered alongside the Tebows in the Philippines. Now, were they there with you when this decision was being made, Pam?
Yes, we knew them during that time, and they lived in a different part of the Philippines than we did, but we would visit back and forth. In fact, when we went home after Timmy was born for about 5 months, they lived in our home while Shirley had her child there in Manila.
Wow.
So isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So we have a lot of commonalities and continue to keep up. But yes, we love the Shyrock family and their kids and their ministry. They have such a heart for people and investing in people. Obviously, if you know more about them and their church that they started.
Yeah.
So it's a great friendship.
That's right. Yeah, if you're familiar with the Each program, Everyone a Chance to Hear, that will, you'll go, Shyrock, oh, I know that name. Okay. Well, you know, very close friends with the Tebows, ministering together, and Pam Tebow telling her story from her ever so sweet heart. You just are such a lovely person. Now, I heard you speak, and I saw you.
And
I thought, this woman is like beyond lovely. It's like, wow. You know, some people really come this way, and you do.
No. You know, as you walk with the Lord and he brings you through circumstances like the one that we were in with deciding to keep, you know, to go through with the pregnancy when we were advised not to, you just develop a heart for your compassionate God, and he changes you as you get to know him better, and he writes stories in your life that you could never imagine, and some are very challenging, and yet they're sweet because God writes them, and in the end, you do have a happy ending. So I just love that, and I think in the process of that, you grow closer to him, and you don't even realize that he's making those changes, and with common friends like the Shyrocks and others that, you know, I can't wait to meet the people that are going to host our event at New Beginnings in Mercy House, because the people I've talked to there are so sweet and have such a heart and really want to impact their community and minister to the women in their community. And so I think that's, you know, that's something that we all have in common. God begins to do a work in us, and then we bond with other people that have similar beliefs and love for the Lord and for people.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, we are really looking forward to seeing you, hearing you. We are going to be at this event. This is New Beginnings Mercy House Crisis Pregnancy Center presenting Pam Tebow, Saturday, April 27th, 2:30 in the afternoon at Stewart Road Church of God. That's in Monroe. For tickets, go to itickets.com, right?
That's right.
Yeah. itickets.com. It's time. Pam Tebow, thank you so much for your
time.
Thank you, Pam. Oh, thank you. I hope to see a lot of you listeners there.